Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, but hopefully a few more things than that, because apparently just sports guy is weird. Hey, let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart.
Howdy.
Tyler Scott, just a badass. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. Not the Baytown badass, though.
No, man, ain't nobody. He's the Pearland
He's
badass.
He's the Pearland badass, yeah. if you want to get in today,
Pearland. Like to call it Pearland.
No, I've been working. Like to call it Pearland.
I've been working
like
on
to?
Show.
Nah.
I got show down, guys. Hey, brother, one thing I know about you, me and you got them Pantera tattoos, man. That's one thing we got in common, brother. You know why? Because we're the cowboys from hell, me and you. You're a real cowboy, and I'm the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys from hell, brother.
Brother.
Calm down, man. We're going to talk sports today.
Show predicts we're going to talk sports all day.
If you want to get us on Twitter, it's at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can text the show, you know the number for that, and you can watch us on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN97.5, and guess what? You'll hear us on the breaks. We just kind of keep going. And it actually...
Sometimes, you know what I've decided? And this is, I hope Twitch isn't mad at me about this. I've decided the move is going to be like... Sometimes I'm going to talk on Twitch, but sometimes, like, if I just need to have, like, if I need to do something, if I need to reset or figure out what we're going to do in the next segment, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, there might be a time where, in fact, we've been doing that the last couple of days. There's been a few times where you just say, okay, I got a couple things to do, but then you come back and you talk when you're here. So, and it is, but we're going to keep it going as long as we can. And if, yeah, I've got something to do, and I'm, you know, now that I'm kind of moving towards Project X, there's going to be times on breaks where I actually need to do some work. So, but that's still a little ways in the future. Not too far, though.
A lot of talk about Pat D. Stat.
Man.
Everyone feels betrayed. They feel lied to. And I got to be honest, they all are correct. They were betrayed and lied to. So here's my opinion. You want real breaking news on the Houston Texans from now on, you come to me. You know why? No child rape accusations. None. Zero. And, I mean, listen, do I like to go to practice? No. Do I like to stay after the game and ask stupid questions in a herd of people and get the phony answers from players and coaches? No. I would say, do I like the meals in the press box? Sometimes.
Most of the time, they're
burgers up there? No. Chicken fingers? Yes. What else do I do differently than him? I mean, listen, for the most part, I'm never going to have any breaking news on the Texans, but I'll tell you when they suck, and I'll tell you when they do something good. So if you're looking for that, I'm your guy.
Isn't that what you've always done?
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know about me until Pat D. Stat was accused of child rape. And now they're like, oh, what do I do? Like right here on Twitter, Giants Bane says, WTF, I never heard this about Pat D. Stat. This sucks because he was my favorite source for Texan content. So that means Giants Bane is like, what do I do? What do I do? Where do I go for Texans content? Right here, Bubba. Right here. I got you. So I'm about to see my followers go through the roof because I'm the new self-proclaimed voice of basically all things Texans.
You know what you need to do? Just post a picture of one of your credentials. And then they'll be like, oh, this guy's a credentialed member of the media.
But if you look at almost every credential we get, it says on the back, don't post this on social media.
Now, Pat DeStat does have a blue star because he's a verified diddler. And I think he's just accused. He's not a verified diddler yet. He's just accused. Actually, no.
He was convicted.
No, he pled guilty to
Well,
it.
Patrick well, Cologne different... did.
Yes.
We correct. Don't know if Pat DeStat is a verified diddler. Because that's really all that's holding us apart, is we don't know if he is indeed, if Pat DeStat / Patrick Star / Patrick SpongeBob SquarePants Patrick Cologne, if it's all the same person. And if it is the same person, then he will be a verified diddler. And then, I don't know. I don't have a blue check mark, so no one takes me seriously. I've never requested to have a blue check mark, mostly because I feel like then if you have a blue check mark, people expect you to, like, I don't know, take Twitter somewhat seriously. And the other thing about me on Twitter, and I'm trying to work on this myself, Red. I'm trying to make a change. I'm trying to make a change in myself. And Nick Sharara brought this up to me this week. What I have a hole in my game, and that is when people say dumb stuff on Twitter, I feel like I have to point out that they're dumb. And I have a hard time saying just one thing to them. Usually I have to say multiple things, and then I get into entire conversations. And more often than not, and this is the best, when people start quote tweeting me, and saying, like, you know, saying their piece, but then you realize that they've got like 6 followers and they've been quote tweeting that. And normally, like, when, like, if there was a quote tweet battle between you and I, now you and I guess maybe not you and I share a lot of the same audience, but let's say between me and Clint Sterner, and he was like, "Hey, brother, I think you're a punk made bitch for all this imitations you're doing, man. You want to come over here, you want to get some of this milk muscle put on your ass, you bring it on, sucker." And he would quote tweet that, and that would go to everyone who follows him. So all those people would think, "Oh man, this guy thinks I'm a bitch and he's going to put his milk muscles on me." But then you realize, well, Clint Sterner has an audience. So maybe I would quote tweet to my audience and say, "Oh yeah, well, how about I stomp a mud hole in your ass like the Tennessee Volunteers did?" And then, you know, it would be back and forth, back and forth. You just choke in the big moments, what you would do, Baytown badass. And then, you know, both of our audience would see that there was a spat and people would take sides. And some of his people would say, "You suck, Hoffman." And some people would go, they would tell Sterner what our audience likes to talk about with Sterner. They would put up milk mustaches and things like that. That's basically what they would do.
Yeah.
But when it's me getting into a Twitter argument with someone with 18 followers and he's quote tweeting, he's not really telling that to anyone. He's telling it to, like, probably a couple sex bots that he follows, and they automatically followed back.
Well, it goes to your followers too.
When he quote tweets me?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So now, like,
there's a new algorithm.
Yeah. So you remember whenever, if you were going to at somebody, you to get their followers, you had to put a period before the at sign. Now you don't have to do that. You can just put the at sign and it'll go to your followers and their followers.
Did we just ruin your rant?
Well, no. I mean, it remains the same. Okay. I mean, okay. I still don't know why I correspond with these people who really have no impact on me, nor do I care what they think. Now, but what is odd about that is, like, so that's a way of saying that, wouldn't it be the audience that they share with me that would see it?
No, I think it's all of yours.
Yeah, it's your followers, and yeah. I think it's their followers.
So if I just tweet, or I quote tweet Donald Trump, everybody who follows Donald Trump sees my tweet? That's impossible.
No, so if you're quote tweeting somebody, they have to search that.
Right.
But if you just at him, then everybody will see it.
So if I so you at Donald Trump,
yeah, which you can do.
Everyone who follows Donald Trump, it would pop up on their timeline.
Yeah.
That's impossible. How many people at Donald Trump every day? I don't see every
probably
one of those.
A lot, but I mean, you have to click on his name and you search. I think you search tweets and replies.
No one ever searches me.
Well,
that would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
And no one definitely searches the person who's tweeting at me. So here's my goal overall is what I'm getting at is to stop being lured into Twitter altercations. And this is even more prevalent on the weekends. I've got to stop.
Yeah, I've been telling you that.
I know.
No, don't get drawn in.
I know. So my move now is going to be if someone tries to troll me on the weekend, what should be my move? Should I just ignore them or should I just block them for trying to ruin my weekend?
Well, I think for me, weekends, if I'm tweeting out like horse plays or something like that, then feel free to ask me something. But otherwise, weekends are for me. Leave me the hell alone.
Anytime somebody tweets you, just mute the conversation.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And then you don't have to block them.
Yeah, mute conversation works really well because I had to do that with you the other day when you were getting into it with the guy over Josh.
And actually, you can go into your Twitter and you can say mute conversations from people that you don't follow, and it'll just automatically do it. So if they're adding you, then you won't even really
see
it. Sometimes you want to see it.
I mean, otherwise I wouldn't be able to interact with people on the show and things like that. So I don't want to block access because I don't like to follow people I don't really know on Twitter because it clogs up my timeline and I just don't need that. But I do want to interact with people. So I'm
just mute the long conversations.
I think that's the move.
Yeah.
Especially because that whole thing, literally everyone who works at the station was tagged.
Right.
Because it was all about how much fun we were having as a station. Everyone here is in a jovial mood. It's a happy workplace. It's a happy work environment. And all of us were tagged in it. So this guy was literally not only ruining my weekend, but ruining Fred's and Tyler's and Charles Palillo's.
Charlie doesn't even check Twitter, though.
And Dell.
Well, it didn't ruin my weekend because after about...
You muted it.
Yeah, I muted it almost right away.
Well, I didn't do it right away because
I know!
I was curious because I wasn't going to weigh in, but I was kind of curious where... I wanted to hear some proof from the guy other than, oh, he said he's a racist. He said this about Trayvon Martin. So what did he say? I was waiting to hear that. He never said
anything.
No,
he had comments. Hey, did you guys know Red Bull was made in Switzerland?
Mm-mm.
Well, now you know. I just saw that on my can. Just bringing news all the time. It's just like I was saying, if you're looking for Texans news, you're looking for Red Bull news, I'm your new man. At AJ is the real on Twitter.com. Thank you.
And somebody asked.
Let me check how many new followers I've gotten since.
Well.
And zero new followers. One new follower.
There you go.
Sam Harper.
Looking
welcome
for Texans
to
news.
Welcome to Thunderdome, Sam. You're going to get all you can eat Texans talk here on Twitter.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
Let me tell you about Hoops. Pro Dunk Hoops. That's what you're looking for. You want the website with the best basketball on the planet. Pro Dunk Hoops goals manufactured exclusively by Hoops Sporting Equipment. These are the best goals you're ever going to find. Thickest steel of any goal on the market. It's got a tempered glass backboard. So strong. Guaranteed. Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they're going to replace it for free. No big deal. Rust armor finish and a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version called the Bear. And if you've got a picky HOA and they're like, we don't like you having a permanent hoop outside, well, you can throw the Bear out there. And you can roll it into the backyard when you're done, roll it into the garage, whatever you want. The great thing is they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle, so any age can play and have fun. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number on a What Are the Odds Wednesday.
So I'm going to try to get people to retweet this.
Okay.
Here's how I'm marketing myself to Twitter. All right. And guys, this is where I need my audience to come through. I need you guys to retweet this and say, hey, give this guy a follow if you want no kid sexing Texans news. Here's my sales pitch. I'm planning on taking over as the new guy on Twitter who talks about the Texans but never engages in kid sex. If you think your audience is looking for a statutory free Texans guy, please retweet this and tell them I am the new guy. Again, guaranteed zero sex offense Texans news.
Okay.
That, you think people, there's a market for that, right?
There is, except what's going to happen is you're going to get like Johnny the Texan and all those people. And
they're going to go, hey, man, this old boy, he might know something about them Texans, man.
But then you might get people who have the whole time have been thinking that they have been getting no kids sex.
Yeah, but
Texans
I'm here
news.
To tell them they haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I will even vouch. For AJ.
Thank you.
That AJ is a no kid sex.
Clean record, yeah. Buddy. Clean record.
Royal Worm says, if you tweet it, someone that can see it. Also, only those who follow you and them can see it.
That's what okay. I thought the rule
okay.
was.
Okay, that makes more sense.
So if I tweet at President Donald Trump, if you guys don't follow Trump, you wouldn't see it.
Right.
But okay, the tweet's out. How many new followers do you think I'll get during the show?
I don't know. I'm getting one.
Let's
two,
set an over
three,
under.
Four, five new followers already, and I didn't even ask. I will also give you statutory rape free Texans.
Don't try to take my
stuff. I'm not taking your stuff. But if you follow me too, I'm not soliciting. I'm
guys,
just saying.
I kind of want new followers too.
Well, maybe you guys should have come up with this idea
of
no kid diddling Texans talk. I came up with it. I got it.
Well, a few things I wanted to follow up on this, and somebody said, why is there not a picture of this guy anywhere covering something much?
I don't know.
No, there's a picture of this guy. Not covering.
But a picture of him from the GoFundMe, right? And isn't that where someone like came out and put on Reddit that this is where they saw him? And they're like, this is the guy.
Yeah, his mugshot's out there.
Whoops.
But the GoFundMe thing is on there. I also, his girlfriend, who was very vocal, has also deleted her Twitter.
Oh, really? I'll be honest. If I were her, I would break up with him.
Yeah. I think she has kids. I think he has kids.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Does she know that his real name isn't Patrick Starr?
I would hope that she does.
Well,
I think this is getting a lot of traction, guys, my new plan. I've already gotten like 20-something retweets.
Nice, nice.
And let's see how many new followers do we have here. 13 new followers since my new role. Oh, man. This is big. This is a big move that I just made with my career. This is going to work out well. So, well, guys, bet you wish you would have come up with that, but I'm the new Texans guy. Jared says, ironically, his name is Jared, says, well, guess you're not looking for a Subway sponsorship.
Well, I have a couple points about this. I actually talked to some people who would know, and apparently a lot of people have known about this for a while. And I don't know why it's just now coming out.
I don't either.
But that's one thing. Here's the other. When guys do nothing but sports, look what happens. You got a killer over at 790. You got this guy. And was it about like a month ago, some sports reporter for the Chronicle?
Yeah, he was, I think he had a girl at his house.
Yeah, like an underage girl, right?
Yeah.
832 says Lamont ripped her up last night and people were trying to fight him over it. Hilarious. You know, if you didn't know, that's one thing. If you're out defending the guy, you might want to. Yeah, to me, that there's the big four, right? We talk about this yesterday. Everybody deserves a second chance. But if you've done one of four things, I'm not, you know, I know people change and all that, and I that's cool. But kid rapist, domestic abuser, murderer, and just general rapist. You guys can all go to hell.
Hold on. Which ones? Well, rape?
Anybody who...
Kid rape, murder, and what?
Domestic violence.
Okay.
Yeah.
No second chances for domestic violence.
Nope.
Ooh, look at you. That's a bold stance.
That's
a lot of sports guys who aren't going to like that take.
Well, tough.
I'm not a domestic abuser.
No, you're none of those four.
No, I'm not a murderer. I'm not a rapist. I'm not a statutory rapist.
And...
I'm clean as a whistle. Listen, I've been to jail. I mean, who hasn't?
Well, and hey,
yeah, we all have.
But there's a...
You know, that's for good old boy stuff. That's for fighting and cussing cops and picking up newspaper boxes.
And drinking.
And drinking and driving on suspended licenses. Not at the same time. No drinking and driving.
No, we do not condone that.
No. I'm Dewey free also. No driving under the influences.
Somehow I am too. Although, I quit about 6 years ago. I quit where I'm like, I'm not driving after drinking ever again because I almost killed myself.
Yeah, with the, as soon as Uber became like mega popular, I was like, there's no reason to risk this.
Yeah, yeah. But plus I just had a real scare and it's like, I could have killed somebody else and that was a wake up call. But, you know, I do think, like even manslaughter, I'll forgive that. Like if you got in a bar fight and accidentally killed a dude, you know what? You did your time. No, stay out of bars for a while, but I can forgive that. Diddling? No, I can't.
You can't
sorry.
Do it.
I'm sorry. Those are the ones that I just can't accept.
Good news. Up to 24 new followers today's show.
Nice. And by the way, nonviolent drug offenses. No problem with that either. You know, that's why the blanket statement guy, a criminal's a criminal. Okay, when you're driving 57 miles an hour in a 55, you're just as bad as Jeffrey Dahmer. That's what you're saying. So think about that, will you?
Welcome, Lids. We got a new lady. You know who doesn't like rape? Ladies.
Yeah.
Not at all. Guess what? New lady says, okay, that earned you a follow. Hello, Lids.
Yeah, somebody says also dog abusers can go to hell. That's
don't
pretty,
like them either.
Pretty high on my list of, in my box of hate. They've got a pretty high, on that staircase that goes into the box of hate. They're pretty high up, too. So, somebody said, what about mass shooters? That's murder.
That's
that
murder.
Falls under murder. Yeah. And again, murder different from, say, manslaughter. There's always a scale to it. That's why we have the laws we have. So, 713-780-ESPN. So, what about killing a man for raping your child?
I'll allow it.
That's different. Technically murder, but yeah, I'm.
That's like the.
I wouldn't encourage it.
What was that show with Samuel L. Jackson and the John Grisham movie?
A Time to Kill.
A Time to Kill.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Did we not all think Samuel L. should have gotten?
Yes, he deserves to die, and I hope he burns in hell. That's pretty good, huh?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Now that'd say I've had it with these. Leaping snakes.
No, Come on.
Do it. Big Town Badass would do it. But
hey, man, I've had enough of these gosh darn snakes.
What about human traffickers? You giving them a pass? Technically,
that's a sex offender.
Yeah.
I don't do that either, by the way. No sex trafficking.
Nope.
Never even paid for sex. That's how clean my resume is.
See, because technically, if you're selling them for sexual purposes,
right,
you're guilty of rape as well. So it technically falls into the whole rape umbrella. So, and no, seat recliners on an airplane don't deserve to die. They're just bad people. I don't like them.
Yeah.
But they don't deserve to die. I just think it with anything in life, there's all people who make mistakes. There's people who do their time. Totally fine with it. But in my box of hate, if you've done one of those things, and there's no fixing that with me. So, yeah, I guess I need to unfollow this dude now that I think about it.
You followed him?
Yeah, we followed each other.
Oh, let me add this to my resume of cleanliness. Never even followed Pat D. Stat. Don't know him. Never knew him. Never knew him.
I did not know him personally, but we did have Twitter conversations at times. He retweeted some of my stuff.
Well.
Yeah, so, okay, at 4:28, I've actually realized that I need to go and unfollow Pat D. Stat.
I unfollowed him last night.
All right.
Look at you
guys.
Here
we go. Yeah. In 3, 2, 1. Bye.
All those, listen, all the follow. And here's the other thing.
He's still got more Twitter followers than me, too.
Oh, yeah. If you're unfollowing Pat D. Stat, you might as well just follow me for the clean side of the Texans
news. Yeah, so it evens out.
Yeah.
Mont says, I'm tripping on people telling me we need to hear his side of the story where he pleaded guilty with kids. WTF part of the story do I need to hear?
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah. And I'm not here to say what's right or wrong. The justice system already said he was guilty of that. Assuming it was him. And here I'm talking about Patrick Cologne, who actually has been convicted. So I don't know if that's Pat D. Stat or Patrick the Starfish. You could tell. You could decide for yourself if those are the same people. What I am telling you is Patrick Cologne did engage in sex with multiple minors, forcibly or not. I don't know. I do know 15-year-olds can't consent to relations with 29-year-old men. I do know that. And I do know that you will not get any of that from here. A, I'm 39 now, so my time of being 29 and having crimes committed, or it's long past. But I'm still not doing that. None.
Thank you guys for bringing up that I should unfollow that guy. I don't know what the hell I was. I never even thought of it. So, but I don't know what your side is. The only thing you can say is no, that's not me. And if it's not, okay. But guess what? It is. And everything makes sense when you look at his social media and how hard it is to find a picture and all this stuff.
Well, and it also makes sense. And
people who know him say that's his last name.
Now, do people, Pat D. Stat, what we have seen is this guy, he was a tweeter. And he would have multiple tweets a day, every day. And suddenly, today is August 12th. His last tweet, August 7th. So 5 days now, including the 3 days that we've been talking about, 2.5 days that this has been a story.
So, like, whenever I started following him, he was tweeting more about Astros games, because I think it was like 2016, 2017, they were winning a lot. And he started, whenever they would win, there was a Tejano singer who would say, shoot it, and he would tweet out a GIF or a video of that guy shooting it, and that was whenever they won. So I thought that was pretty funny, so that's why I started following him. So you may have seen that retweeted by other people at some point.
Here's the other thing. If you're a kid raper, I'm not telling you how to go about your business. But if you're the kind of person who has done things with kids and you served your time, this is Patrick Cologne again, not Pat D. Stat I'm talking about. It seems like there's a lot of businesses you could get into where you're not basically putting yourself out there in the public as like a celebrity. Like, I feel like if I were a convicted, child predator, I'd want a job as like a power line guy or a tree trimmer or something where I didn't have to be around people. No one would say, hey, man, what's your backstory? They just think, oh, this is just some guy who trims trees for a living. That's what I'd be looking for. What I wouldn't do is say, hey, I want to be a news media celebrity. How many of you guys want to follow me on Twitter.com? That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of like flying under the radar. It's like the FBI saying, okay, we got you a new identity. I know you testified against the mob, so we got you a new identity. We're moving you to Montana. And instead, you go to Montana, you're there for a couple weeks, and then you go to L.A. and audition for American Idol, and then you win American Idol.
So you're basically Sammy the Bull Gravano.
You're like, hey, everybody, look at me, the old kid diddler. You guys remember that? Ugh.
Oh, I think we need to put the brakes on this conversation. And thank you. That's why you can go to New Brakes. If you're having problems with your car, man, you're hearing that grinding and squeaking in your brakes. Well, guess what? How about instead of going to a dealership, you call my friends at New Brakes, you check them out, go to newbrakes.com, and guess what? If you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. This is such a great deal. They come to you. If you're in your office right now and you want to get it done while you're at work, you know how inconvenient it is to go to the dealership and get something taken care of and then drive back or get a loaner. No, they'll just come and do it. And it's 20 to 50% more affordable than going to the dealer or shop in the first place. Premium brake parts. It's high quality work. It's high quality people. They're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And if you go on the website, they'll reach out within a couple of minutes and get you set up. And the cool thing is they really pride themselves on being transparent. You get a surprise-free quote before they even touch your vehicle. They give you worst-case scenario, so there's not going to be some big surprise when they get there and say, oh, it's going to cost you this much more. So if you've been hearing that squeaking and grinding, and I know Jilly went and got it done, and she loved it. Josh has been talking about it. I've had two other friends do it. I'm having them come out and do our car. And I'll tell you what, NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN, 10% off your service. That's newbrakes.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds? Wednesday? And,
My plan tweet, 51 retweets so far. People are spreading the word. I've gotten over 30 new followers as the new non-statutory rape Texans news guy. I just tweeted out some breaking news about the Texans.
Yeah? What'd you tweet out?
Because someone said that's exactly what a kid sex guy would say. And I said, no, a kid sex guy would be radio silent right now. He wouldn't be tweeting. I'm here to give...
That is true. That is breaking news.
I'm here to give Texans news. Here we go. Breaking news. Texans interested in trading good player for less good player. That's happening right now on Kirby without kid sex from me.
Whoever tweeted that to you has either deleted it or is private.
Ooh, so no, I think he deleted it. I think he deleted it. He didn't like that.
So you proved him wrong, and then he had to delete it. He redacted his tweet.
Is that like a Twitter apology?
I don't know. Breglander Bang says, so you aren't going to be a statutory wizard? No.
Yeah.
Somebody on the Twitch feed earlier, I think it was Space Ghost, says Pat D Stat was short for Pat D Statutory.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah.
Tyson. You know what D stands for? Does. Pat does statutory. That's apparently what.
So who is this girlfriend? How did I miss out on all this? Because I wasn't really paying attention last night. I was playing the poker tournament.
I don't want to dox her. I think it's possible you may know her.
Okay.
I'll tell you in the break.
Yeah, all right.
Off Twitch.
Okay.
Oh. There's still a lot of people who follow Pat D Stat that I know. I don't like that.
Well, it took you guys to make me think, what the hell am I doing still following this rapist?
I would say he once I'd started getting into Twitter and it was all the Houston Twitter, like you follow Lamont and Black Swan and everybody, whatever. He chopped it up with pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
All factions of Twitter, if you will.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we had some Twitter exchanges in the past and I think he retweeted some of my stuff. I mean, don't think I met him in person. I may have because I go out to Texans camp a lot, but I don't remember everybody. That's what happens when you get old. So because I probably did meet him at camp one time. Ty says he's about to have new breaks come do mine too. Thanks, Ty.
Texas Tiger says I was worried the joke would be taken serious. I bailed on the tweet. Okay, that's fair.
Well, a lot of people will take it seriously. That's what they do. So.
See, a lot of people saying, hey, wait a minute, I follow that guy. I'm unfollowing him. Unfollow him, tell your friends to unfollow him and tell them to bring their follows to me for Texans news without kid diddling.
Sweet one said should have found a job like Christopher Walken and Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
My two sons are power line workers. Take it easy, AJ.
Well, I'm just saying I'd like a job where I'd like a job where people don't, like, you know.
Maybe like a mechanic, discount tire or something.
But you know what? Something where I don't have to deal with people, much less where I'm like quasi-famous, where I'm an internet celebrity.
Or where you might be interacting with people's kids.
Yeah, definitely not that.
See, this is the problem, though, that in that job, by not putting his photos all over the place, dude got away with it for how many years here?
Many a year.
At least 12.
And got a job at Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
Doing it? I mean,
we gotta up our game when it comes to these background checks.
And they didn't even background check him until somebody else sent an email to their HR department.
And by the way, if anyone wants to do a background check on me based on me being the new Texans news guy, go for it. I welcome it.
Yeah, that's one thing that I would have no problem with for any of us. Background check us, of course. We'll probably never get to hire again, but if we do,
well, yeah,
we'll have to have background checks. But that's what's funny is like I look around at the sports media landscape. We've got three felony guys, and somehow we're horrible human beings, and Josh is a bad person.
Yeah, I mean, like Josh broke it down today, and we were talking about it last night. At 790, they literally had a producer who has murdered someone. Well, I shouldn't say murdered because that implies that he did it with malice and intent. He's at least, let's use the non-legal term, he took someone's life, whether it was intentional or not. The facts are he shot someone and that person died. There's another person now who apparently has a history of taking things from young women that they don't want taken from them and then going on and reporting Texans news on 790. There's some bad people over there, and they did think that Josh was like the worst person in the world. Josh was unhirable, and then once they did hire him, they had to get rid of him as fast as possible. But those guys, it was like, oh, well, this is our news reporter and our producer. We got to hang on to these. Who's the third guy who's we got a third guy in this town?
Chronicle reporter.
Sports reporter.
Reporter. I forgot Connor about that guy.
Yeah.
Aikens? Atkins?
Yeah, I do not know him and did not hire him.
You didn't hire him?
No, no. That's no wonder people think sports guys are weird. That's why we think sports guys are weird. Stuff like this keeps happening. And, you know, but it's amazing to me that somebody could. You could change your name to something that stupid and nobody figures it out until now.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. Lamont tweeted out he told us who the fiance was. Mm. And it says her friend is one of the people who, she's a follower of mine. She's following me for the safe Texans reporting, apparently.
Interesting. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Space Ghost says, pretty simple, don't diddle kids.
That's a good rule of thumb. But honestly, what I will say is his loss has been my gain as I've picked up over 50 new followers as the new Texans reporter. I don't want to say reporter because that would mean news.
Yeah, well, you already broke one thing.
I did break some news. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll say the reporter. At least the Texans reporter that doesn't have a history of statutory rape. I'm that guy. So if you're looking for that kind of news, at AJ is the real, and please retweet that. Let your friends know. Because I promise you, if you have a friend who's been down for Texans news and didn't know they were getting it from a child rapist, and you think that they might want to get their news from someone who's not a child rapist, it's a good opportunity for you right now to make their lives better.
832 says, Pat hustled 10 grand out, 10 grand out of O'Brien. Best thing he's done, LOL. O'Brien gave money to that GoFundMe thing? I bet he would have. Yeah, well. I mean, that's kind of a separate thing. Almost dying in a car accident and having to go through all the medical stuff. But I guarantee you there's a lot of people that wouldn't have given a dime if they'd known who he was.
Yeah, I'm saying.
So. All right, well. I hope you gain a bunch of new followers.
Thank you.
Hey, how about can we do some good news?
You're along for the ride when I'm famous.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Don't do any crazy stuff though.
I will
don't do
not
any crimes. Neither one of you.
The worst thing I would probably ever get arrested for is public intoxication.
Yeah,
I could see that happen.
Yeah, that could happen.
Although now I don't go out enough, and when I do, I go home early. So I don't know. But that I would say from now until the end of my life, which is any day now. The worst thing you would get me for is public intoxication. And I don't even think it's going to be that anymore. Now, depending on the legality of marijuana in certain areas of this state, you might get me for that. Also, not that big a deal, right?
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Space Ghost says, the only Texans news I want to hear is that O'Brien got hit in the nuts with a football.
If that happens, I'm going to be the one to give it to you.
Hopefully there's video of that, too.
Yeah, and I'll post the video, but I'll do it while not being a child sex offender.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it. I guess now everybody's going to wonder who's the next Houston media personality to get caught doing something ridiculous. Because this is three now. Now, I admit, I never heard of the 790 producer until after that story came out. And I hadn't really heard of the Chronicle reporter either, so I don't know if that counts.
He did the Chronicle guy did mainly Astro stuff, but since they have Chandler Rome,
yeah.
Like, you're kind of playing second fiddle to that guy.
So I guess he was the B writer, essentially.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say it won't be anyone at 97.5.
I hope it's not.
But I like our odds, since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. I think we'll be all right. I kind of trust most of the people around here. I think Joel would be scared to death to get in trouble, so I wouldn't worry about him.
No.
I think Josh is actually on his best behavior right now.
Yep.
So I'm not worried about him. You know, there was a time I might have worried about Tyler, but Tyler's important now. So I'm not really worried about him. Not as a child diddler, mind you.
No, but some other stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that
up. Yeah, I just want to make sure that's clear. At no point am I thinking that any of these guys would do that. I don't think we have anyone here who at this station that would do something like that. But somebody wants to know, what's AJ's fake Twitter name going to be? AJ is the stat. AJ doesn't diddle kids.
Staying this, because I'm real in my reporting. And in my non-kid sexing, I'm real in those two things.
Public intoxication for Granato, that's a possibility. But again, these are...
Yeah, but Granato, he'd get out of it.
Yeah, he knows
everybody. Yeah, he knows too many people.
You know what? Kirby asked, you guys catch the first episode of Hard Knocks last night, both LA teams featured. I totally forgot when I got home. But that's a great thing about HBO now, is I don't have to watch it at that point. I can just... It's on demand, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I was watching hockey last night, including that ridiculous 5 overtime game, which some interesting stats from that. It was the fourth longest game in NHL playoff history. 90 minutes and 27 seconds.
That sounds miserable, honestly.
I know. And some of the other things, like Seth Jones, who I know used to be one of your favorite players, former Predator.
Former black defenseman.
Yeah, he's still a black defenseman. He's just not a Predator anymore.
I don't like him now.
65 minutes of ice time. Which,
what's average for a game?
For if you're a defenseman who plays an awful lot, probably 27 minutes.
That's a man's man right there.
Yeah.
Which team is he on?
He's on the Blue Jackets.
Okay.
151 total shots on goal. And
why didn't they just go to the shootout?
They don't do that in the playoffs. You got to play till somebody wins.
I don't like that. I think the shootout, like hockey going away from that, is dumb. That's something that...
Well, they're not going away from it. They just don't do it in the playoffs.
Right, but they went away from it when they started bringing up ties. There used to not be ties in hockey, right?
No, there's not ties in hockey anymore.
I know, but I'm telling you, there's 10 years ago, when a game ended, you had one overtime period, and then you did shootouts,
and
right?
And guess what it is now? In the regular season,
but it went away for a while.
No, I don't know that happened, but it's been that way as long as I can remember.
Okay.
Now, what they did do is they went to 3-on-3 in overtime.
Maybe that's the rule they changed. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what they did, which actually is pretty cool to watch. I wish all hockey was 3-on-3. But the Blue Jackets goalie had 85 saves in the game.
Jeez. Was he one of the three stars of the game?
I think he was the star of the game, even though he didn't win. But and that forced them to move the Bruins and Hurricanes game to today, and that one went two overtimes. So... I'm loving these playoffs, man.
How long until AJ is the second most famous Hoffman in his own house? You guys know something I don't know? I don't.
Yeah.
Your brother says, didn't J.J. Watt donate $5,000 to that guy's GoFundMe account when he had a wreck or some health issue?
Oh, I bet he did.
Yeah, I think he did. And you know what? I don't fault anybody for that.
No, no.
I mean, but J.J. should feel... bad. He should feel upset with the dude.
Well, yeah, those are the...
He should feel played and lied to. That's why...
Everybody should feel that way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Yeah, I don't think in any way it's embarrassing that they tried to help somebody out. They didn't know. So... Oh. And, hey, it's a bad look for the Texans that this guy's been around their locker room for this long. I mentioned this yesterday, yeah, Jong said a lot of people did donate, including himself. Not $5,000, but oof. Yeah. And I don't think anybody should feel bad about that.
Yeah,
you know, that you were trying to help somebody out in a terrible situation. If you'd known and still did it, then okay, you might want to feel bad. But yeah,
6 followers away from 100 new followers from my new gig.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm not going to say who texted me this, but it'll be fine. The money from JJ was probably Harvey money.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to rat you out, but... I've got 8 new followers.
Excuse me.
I don't know how this is happening.
What do you mean?
How I'm getting new followers.
Because you're my co-host.
I guess. I'm just minding my own business.
Listen, you're going to have a hard time. You're going to struggle with me being famous now.
Why am I going to struggle?
Because you're not used to working with a famous person.
It's not like your ego is going to get any bigger. It's not like you're going to get more difficult to work with.
I mean,
you're already a diva.
For a long time, we've been almost equals on this show, but now I'm about to be very, very famous. So,
well, the president's already said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what matters. So that's what I need to do. I need to come up with something that I can tweet at Donald Trump that he'll retweet or like. But I'd have to make something up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to get to where I'm in a conflict with him. Like, I don't want to be Jemele Hill famous for that. I don't want to do something like that. But I also, you know, I'd like to get a little help from the president. That'd give me some followers. But I'm going to stay away from the Confederate flag stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to be involved in that. Randy says my baseball player son. No, he's not on his way to fame. He's 13 years old.
And, yeah, my brother says, I feel bad for it now because JJ and other high-profile people will be reluctant to help someone who is in need of help and who is not a deviant. I think – I don't know. I mean, I've I've had people scam me or try to scam me, and I have to admit it made me less likely to help people out. So maybe it does. But they knew the guy. He was there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.